All right. So last week we started a new series called Breathing Room, and we're talking about creating space in our lives for God to breathe life into us, for God to bring renewal to our hearts. And that's something that every one of us desperately needs. I want to start today by asking a question, not asking for an audible response, but just for a nod in agreement. If you've had this type of experience, how many times has this happened to you? You have a busy day ahead, and in the morning, something happens that throws your schedule off. Some of you already are nodding your head vigorously, yes. Maybe that's something as you slept in, didn't hear the alarm. Maybe you have a new puppy in the house and the puppy has an accident. Maybe the car won't start, or you know, there's an inch of ice on the windshield, takes forever to scrape it off. Maybe your baby had a diaper blowout, or there's a burst pipe, or there's a phone call that happens. It's really important. You have to take it. Any number of interruptions, right, that kind of throws off the beginning to what is already a busy day. How many of you have had that happen? Pretty much all of us, right? So let me just ask you this question. When that happens, when your day starts out that way, what happens the rest of your day? What does the rest of your day typically look like? It's a mess. I'm hearing thumbs down.
Stressful.
Yeah, we're just frantic, right? We're rushing from one thing to the next. And part of the problem is our lives are so busy and so packed with so much stuff, we constantly go from one thing to the next to the next to the next with no break in between. And so if anything gets pushed back and we start it later than we expected, then everything else gets pushed back, right? It affects the entire day. So you have a day like that. You start out feeling rushed and frantic and overwhelmed. What's your mood like that day? What's happening on the inside? Right, exactly, right? How are you treating the people around you? Are you patient with them? Not really, right? We're not kind to each other. We're not patient with each other. You kind of snap at each other. You don't have time for people because people are complicated. You don't have time to listen to your spouse. You don't have time to listen to your kids. And spending time reading God's word or spending time with God, are you kidding me? There's no way I have time for that. So can you relate to this? You've had days like this, right? Maybe today was one of those days. So here's the question. Last week, we talked about some of the invitations that Jesus gives us. He says, come to me and I will give you rest. He says, there is living water available to you. So the question is, how do those promises and those invitations fit into that kind of day that I just described? So for example, in Matthew 11, Jesus says this in verse 28, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. That sounds amazing, doesn't it? It sounds life-giving. There's something inside of us that longs for that. But how do we actually experience that? How do we actually receive that, especially when our lives are already so rushed? How about this promise in John 7, starting in verse 37, Jesus says, anyone who is thirsty may come to me. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink, for the scriptures declare rivers of living water will flow from his heart. Jesus says, here's what's available to you. I have life to give you, but not just what you need. It will be more than enough. It will be overflowing from your life so that you will have an impact on the lives of others around you. Again, that sounds amazing. That sounds life-giving. We long for that. But how do we experience that, especially when our lives are already so rushed? I think a major part of the problem that we face is we go through our days with no margin, with no time in between. We rush from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next, with no break, with no pause in between. You probably see this in your own life. You finish one phone call and right away you make the next phone call. You finish one task or one project and you dive headfirst into the next task or the next project. You respond to one text or email and before you hit send, there's five more awaiting you demanding a response. And you're on your way home at the end of the day. You're thinking, okay, it's going to be a quiet evening. I don't have anything planned. I'll be able to just kick back and relax. But then as you're driving home, you notice the gas gauge on your car. That's right, I need to stop and get gas. And while you're pumping gas, you notice a couple of the tires are a little bit low. So I got to add air to the tires. And as you're doing that, you remember, that's right, I got to stop at the grocery store, pick up some stuff. And the line ends up being a lot longer than it's supposed to be. And your debit card isn't in your wallet like you thought it would be. And then you get home and there's chaos at home and the phone's ringing off the hook and you've got 17 more emails. You have this experience, right? It's just relentless, isn't it? And there's no pause in our days. There's no breathing room at all. We've embraced a pace of life that denies us time to actually live life. That denies us the opportunity to really stop and to receive the life that God has made available to us. And what I want to convince everybody of today is this, that what Jesus invites us into is not that. What he does invite us into is a life of renewal. That's what he makes available to us, a life of restoration. I want you to look at what David says in the most well-known psalm, the 23rd psalm. First couple of verses, here's what he says. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. I like what David says here. He says that God provides for me. God leads me. God restores me. That's available to us. Rest and quiet and restoration, renewal of our spirit and our soul. That's what God offers us. But one of the things we need to notice here is David starts by saying, the Lord is my shepherd. We have to follow him as our shepherd to experience those things. Again, David says, he leads me. He leads me into these things. If I'm not following him, I'm not going to experience those things. If I'm not following him as my shepherd, I'm not going to experience everything that he has made available to me. And so what David talks about here, rest and renewal, restoration, that is part of God's plan for every one of us. Now you might be looking at this, the 23rd Psalm, and thinking, okay, that's easy for David to say. He talks about quiet and rest and still waters and just being calm. That's easy for David. I mean, he's a shepherd, right? What kind of stress does a shepherd have? He's just sitting on a hillside all day watching sheep. Like he has no idea how busy my life is, the stress that I have to deal with, right? Well, if you take a look a few verses later, David says, I'm walking through a place called the Valley of the Shadow of Death. That might be a little stressful. He goes on to say, I'm sitting here at a table, literally in the presence of my enemies. He says, I'm sitting here and sitting around me are people who despise me and want my head on a pike. That might be just a little bit stressful. Later on in David's story, we find out that as a shepherd, he had to risk his own life to rescue his sheep. At times it says that he's like fighting off wild animals with his bare hands. So David, he had some stuff to deal with, right? And so what he's talking about here is the stuff that we have to deal with, the busyness and the stress that we all experience. He's talking about sometimes we need to stop what we're doing, take a pause, and just slow down so we can rest in the presence of God. As I said last week, I want this series to be practical. So today, I want to introduce us to a great practice that will help us to learn how to do this every day. It's what author John Eldridge calls the one-minute pause. And the one-minute pause is just taking 1 minute, just 60 seconds, to just stop, to breathe, and to let go of all the stuff that we've been holding on to, all the stuff that is weighing us down and stressing us out, to just take 1 minute to hand all of it over to God. See, that's something God invites us to do. Take a look at 1 Peter 5:7. He says, give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. When he says, give all your worries and cares, that word cares actually comes from two words. The words are the mind and to divide. See, that's what our cares and anxieties do. They divide our minds. They draw our minds in differing directions. It also means to distract. And by nature, the idea of distracting means that we are being distracted from something. Just like we talked about last week when we looked at the story of Mary and Martha. Jesus says to Martha, you are so worried and upset, distracted by so many things. What was she distracted from? She was distracted from spending time in the presence of God. And Jesus commends Mary and he says, Mary has chosen what is best. What was Mary doing? She was sitting there with Jesus, having a conversation with him, communing with him, listening to him, recognizing Jesus himself is right here with me and I get to spend time with him. That's what Mary chose to do. And that's what Martha was being distracted from. And so when we think of our cares and our worries and our frustrations and anxieties, that's what they do. They distract us. They divide our minds. They pull us away from those things that are life-giving, from that which is best, from that which God has made available to us. So what do we do with them? With those cares and fears and frustrations and anxieties, what are we supposed to do with them? Well, Peter says, give them to God. It's actually a little more intense than that, what he says. Some of you, your translation might say, cast your cares upon him. And the word that he uses here literally means that, to throw something almost violently, very decisively, to throw something, those things that are weighing us down, those things that are dividing our minds, those things that are keeping us from what God is offering us. The invitation is to take all of it and to throw it off of ourselves and onto him. And that's the invitation God gives us. And that's something we desperately need, to pause and to breathe and to release all of it to Jesus. So back to the 1 minute pause. This is all about teaching ourselves how to do that, about taking just 1 minute to hand all of those things over to him, to make a decision for 1 minute to just let go of all of it. So we're going to actually practice this together. It's going to be up here on the screen. This is from an app called Pause. It's put together by John Eldridge. And it's a simple way of learning how to just stop for 1 minute and to hand things over to God so we can receive what he is offering us. And this is something you can do anytime, anywhere. And there's actually an app to teach you how to do this. We'll talk about that later on. Well, let's just do this. Everybody just take a couple of deep breaths. Let's just pause and take a couple of deep breaths. Let's do that. Here we go. All right. So let's just follow with the 1 minute pause. Here we go.
Jesus, I give everyone and everything to you. I give everyone and everything to you, God. I give myself to you, Jesus, for union with you. I am created for union with you, God. I give everything in me for union with you, Lord.
That's the 1 minute pause. You may have noticed that there's two parts to that. There's release and then receiving. The first part is where we go to God and we hand over to him all the stuff, my busy schedule, my worries about my kids, my financial concerns, the stress of my day, the fact that I know I'm behind on about 17 different things, all of it. Where I just say, Jesus, I give all of that to you, right here and right now. I cast it off of myself, and I give it to you. And you may need to repeat that a few times before your soul really learns to detach from those things, before you really feel like you're actually casting those cares on him. And you may need to verbalize specifically what it is that's weighing you down, what it is that you're holding on to. God, this thing at work that's really concerning me, that issue with my car, I'm so frustrated about it right now. That thing that I have to get done and I keep putting it off because I don't want to do it. God, I give that over to you. Lift that off of my shoulders, God, and I place it on your shoulders. And what we're doing here, it's not about fixing problems. It's not trying to figure anything out. It's about teaching ourselves to just let go of it for just 60 seconds at a time. And the goal is to give ourselves some breathing room, to give ourselves some space to where our souls can begin to receive everything that he invites us into. So release and then receive. And that's the second part of the 1 minute pause, is to receive. And this is where he says, Jesus, I need more of you. Fill me with more of you. God, restore my union. Because let's be honest, there are things that happen in our days that kind of cause us to distance ourselves from God, right? That cause us to be distracted from him, to kind of pull away from him, to put some distance between us and him. So this is where we say, God, right here and right now, I choose to step back from all of that. I want to reconnect with you. I welcome your presence, God. I want to get close to you once again. So that's the 1 minute pause. And you'd be surprised what 1 minute can do for you. 1 minute may not seem like much, but let's be honest, we have to start somewhere. And starting with 1 minute, just a couple times a day, well, that's doable. That's not out of reach. That's something that all of us can actually start with. I want to show you what is quickly becoming one of my favorite verses. It's actually two verses, Psalm 131, verses 1 and 2. Here's what David says. I don't concern myself with matters too great or too awesome for me to grasp. Instead, I have calmed and quieted myself. I love that. There's so much freedom in that. I don't concern myself with stuff that's too much for me to handle, that's too much for me to have to figure out. In other words, he's saying, I don't have to give my attention to every single thing that demands my attention. I don't have to try to fix every single problem. I don't have to focus my thoughts on those things that are completely outside of my control. I'm choosing not to do that. He says, instead, I have calmed and quieted myself. And notice here, this is a choice he makes, right? He says, I don't concern myself with these things. That's a decision he made. He says, I have calmed and quieted myself. That's a decision that he's made. See, for us to embrace this, it takes intentionality. It takes making a choice, making a decision. And an easy way to start making that decision is just 60 seconds at a time. This whole idea of taking a step back, taking a break from the busyness and the frantic pace of life, Jesus actually did this. And he taught us how to do it. Think about how busy his life was. He had tens of thousands of people always wanting his time and attention. And so sometimes he took a step back. Sometimes he had to escape from the press of the crowds and the busyness of his life and even time with his closest friends, the disciples. Sometimes he took a step back from all of that just to get away and be alone with God. Sometimes in the wilderness, sometimes on a hillside. Sometimes just going for a nice leisurely walk on the water, but alone with God. And what I'm trying to convince us of is we need that too. And not only do we need that, God wants that for us. He invites us into that. And take a look at the invitation he gives in Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. Just be still. In other words, just stop what you're doing. Just take a step back from it. Just take a break from it. He says, be still and know that I'm God. The word know here means to know by experience. In other words, he's not saying, be still so you can know some things about God, so you can gain more knowledge about God. No, he's saying, be still so you can experience God. See, God's presence is always there. God is always with us, but we don't always experience his presence. Again, because we tend to be so distracted. This is an invitation. Step away from those distractions. Just be still so you can know and see and experience the presence of the living God. But we have to be still to do that. It usually doesn't happen in the frantic crush of everyday life. It happens when we choose, when we make a decision to pause and to take a step back. I like the way the Passion Translation puts this verse. Look at this. It says, surrender your anxiety. Be silent and stop your striving, and you will see that I am God. Be silent and stop your striving. In other words, stop trying to fix everything. Stop trying to manage everything. Stop trying to control everything. Just take your hands off of it for a minute. Take a step back. And notice the order here. Be still and then know that I am God. We choose to be still. And then we find, we see, we experience His presence. At our frantic pace of life, let's be honest, we desperately need this. I'm not talking today about something we ought to do. I'm talking about something we need to do. And because we need it, the truth is sometimes God causes it to happen, whether we want it to or not. I don't know about you, but for me, there's times in my life when I get too busy and too focused on other things and too frantic and distracted and overwhelmed. Sometimes God has to be a little more direct to get my attention. You've probably seen this happen in your life too. It's those little inconveniences, those little interruptions. Maybe the car won't start. The internet goes down. Computer stops working. And for me, when those things happen, my go-to is I rush into frustration pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She knows it. I rush into trying to fix it and getting so focused. I got to get this fixed. This is so stupid. I can't believe it. Why does this always happen? All that kind of stuff, right? And what I need to learn, and maybe this applies to you too, what I need to learn is that maybe instead of just looking at that as an interruption, as a problem, as some random thing that messed up my day, maybe instead I need to look at that as an invitation. That's a divine interruption. It's God stepping in and saying, hold on a second. You've got way too much stuff going on. You just need to take a step back and you need to slow down. Because you're carrying way more than I ever intended for you to carry. See, sometimes God brings those interruptions, those inconveniences into our lives to put us in a place where we have to slow down. Again, David said in the 23rd Psalm, He makes me lie down in green pastures. Sometimes God has to make us because we don't choose that for ourselves. And God cares about the health of your soul. And so sometimes there's so much stuff we've piled onto our calendar. We're trying to keep so many plates spinning, so many things going, that we have no room left for life. And so sometimes God has to step in and disrupt our schedule. And when He does, what He's saying is this: all that stuff you got planned today, nope, that's not going to happen today. There's a different plan. We're going to slow things down. What I'm encouraging us to do is to choose to slow things down. And to do that a couple times a day. Maybe when you're at work, after you finish one task, you finish one project, just pause for 1 minute before you frantically rush into the next project. Just pause and take 1 minute to become intentionally aware of the presence of God right there with you. Or maybe it's first thing in the morning when you get to work and you pull into the parking lot. You don't have to rush out of the car. Just pause for 1 minute. Just take 1 minute to give that day over to God. To start the day with an intentional awareness of His presence. To be still and to know that He is God. To experience, to welcome His presence right there with you. Maybe it's at the end of the day. You drive home, you pull into the driveway. You don't have to rush out of your car and rush into the house. Just pause. Just give yourself 1 minute to let that day go. All the stuff you experienced, all the stuff you had to deal with, the frustrations, the setbacks, the irritations, all the stuff that's weighing you down, that's causing that tightness in your neck and your shoulders, just take 1 minute to just breathe and to just take all of it and give it over to Him. Jesus, I give all of this to You. God, restore my union with You. I welcome Your presence right here with me right now. And see, when we do that, here's what it does for us. We're teaching ourselves to create space We're giving ourselves the grace of breathing room. Space in our lives, space in our days, where we can know and experience the God who invites us, the God who welcomes us, the God who says, just come to me, who says, cast your cares, all of them, onto me. The God who says, I want to give you living water. Let me restore your soul. See, the health of your soul, it matters to God. It matters a lot to him. That's why he brings it up so much. In fact, God himself set the pattern for us on the seventh day of creation. What did he do? He rested to show us the importance of rest, taking a step back from all of the busyness and the craziness and demands on our time. It's one of the reasons, one of the top 10 commandments he gives us is what? Remember the Sabbath day, keep it holy, make sure you have a day of rest. Why? Because we need that. See, when we're exhausted and overwhelmed and frantic and constantly rushing from one thing to the next, that's not God's plan for us. His plan, he says, the burden he has for us is light. And so he invites us to come to him and to hand over to him all the stuff that is way too heavy, that is way too much, that's weighing us down, that's too much for us to carry on our own. Last week, when we talked about the story of Mary and Martha, we pointed out that Jesus said, Mary has chosen what is best. It's all about what we choose to do. And this 1 minute pause, it's a simple choice every one of us can make to begin to create breathing room, to create space in our lives where we can begin to embrace the life that he offers us. So pause and come to him. Give him your cares and then receive his rest. So we're going to practice the 1 minute pause one more time before we sing our closing song. Before we do, I just want to mention, as I said, this is an app. It's absolutely free. The link to this is in our website. Now, if you go to our website and go to the podcast page, today's message, there's already a link up there. You can just click on that link and it'll take you to the download, whether you have an iPhone or even for those poor souls who are Android users, there's an app for that too. I know, I just lost like half the audience. Sorry. But it's a free app and it's very simple. And I really want to encourage you to whether you use the app or whether you do something else, do something to create breathing room, to take a step back a couple times a day. And if 1 minute isn't enough, listen, here's the thing about it. The first couple times I did it, it was hard for me to actually do. It was hard for me to actually release things. I'm overthinking it and I'm trying to think of all this stuff. What am I supposed to do here? Just give yourself some time. After you do it a few times, you kind of latch onto it, and then it becomes very freeing and very helpful. And if 1 minute isn't enough, there's a button right there on the app. You can hit repeat pause, and you do it all over again. And if that's not enough, there's also a 3 minute, a 5 minute, and a 10 minute. If you need more space to really release things over to God and to hear what he's saying back to you. But whatever you do, I encourage you, whether it's this app, do something to create space in your life, to release those things that are weighing you down, and to receive the life and the renewal that he invites you into. So let's practice the 1 minute pause one more time. Here we are.